Hi, everybody. This is Eric Grayson. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of EasyBands. I'm here today with Tony Martelli, the CEO and co-founder of EasyBands. So, Tony, tell us a little bit about how you started with EasyBands. What's the history behind it, and why you came up with these solutions that we're going to be talking about today?
Great to be here, Eric. EasyBands started from a very personal experience. I was supporting a family member living with a disability. And through that, I saw firsthand how difficult it can be to balance that independence with safety. So what really stood out to me was that most of the medical alert systems available were built decades ago. They hadn't really kept up with modern technology or the way that healthcare was evolving today. So the idea behind EasyBands was pretty simple. How do we create a medical alert solution that allows people to live more independent, but stay connected to the people who care for them? So EasyBands is a medical alert solution that provides infrastructure for extended and remote healthcare services. At the center is our EasyBands SaaS platform, built on AWS and delivered to our Guardian One, an always-on standalone wearable with embedded LTM connectivity. We specifically built this solution for hospital discharge teams, hospital at home, and other care at home programs. The cloud architecture provides an unlimited number of extended solutions, automated and AI-based care options and services. So this week, we are formally launching into the US, focused on post-discharge and transitional care.
Sounds very interesting. Tell me a little bit about the addressable market for the EasyBands medical alert solution.
We are addressing the aging population, which is the fastest growing segment in the US. More than 60% of surgeries annually are performed on aging population patients, and over 60% of the aging population are managing at least one chronic condition. So extended and remote care programs are in high demand. So basically, we're sending more high-risk patients home than ever before. Extended and remote care programs have already moved into the home. That shift is operational now, not experimental. No? But the risk profile hasn't changed. In fact, it's intensified. Patients are leaving the hospital earlier, but they're still recovering from surgery, managing chronic conditions, or dealing with mobility challenges. So when the core patient population in aging and recovering at home instead of inside the hospital, continuous safety becomes foundational, not optional. So healthcare systems already know statistically how many patients are likely to fall or be readmitted after discharge. But most of those patients go home with only periodic oversight, not continuous safety visibility. That's the structural gap. And when risk is predictable, it shouldn't be left to chance. It should be managed with the right infrastructure.
So healthcare systems, insurers, and Medicare programs have invested billions in remote patient care. And there are two different components to that health patient care. One is the remote monitoring of the patient, and the other is the remote activity monitoring of the patient. So where does the EasyBands medical alert solution fit in as far as those two components are concerned?
So RPM is extremely valuable because it focuses on clinical monitoring of vital stats, but it's typically based on scheduled measurements or periodic readings. The reality is that many safety risks happen outside of those monitoring moments. Activities such as wandering events, sudden inactivity, or falls trigger an emergency SOS alert. That doesn't wait for a scheduled reading.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's where the EasyBands medical alert solution comes in. So we complement RPM by providing continuous safety awareness and escalation during the highest risk period. That's generally between the 30 to 90 days after discharge.
So what makes the EasyBand medical alert solution more compelling than other products that are on the market today?
So with EasyBands, we've taken a different approach. The Guardian One connects directly to the cloud using embedded LTEM. So there's no base station and there's no dependency on call centers. Providers can see activity, location, falls, or inactivity in real time. But the real advantage is the software platform behind it. That data flows straight into the EasyBands cloud, where care teams can monitor patients, trigger alerts, and integrate the information into the existing care systems. So instead of simply reacting to emergency healthcare, Providers can start identifying risk earlier or intervene sooner. That is the shift from the reactive alert device to a connected safety infrastructure for modern care at home programs.
So for the solution providers, many of them are already delivering remote monitoring programs. So this really isn't a replacement of those systems. It's really more of an adjacent layer strengthening the remote patient care program. So what does that look like for the providers and for the patients of remote patient care?
Exactly. Look, partners don't have to create a new market. The demand already exists, driven by an aging population, rising chronic conditions, and reimbursement models focused on reducing avoidable hospital visits. What we provide is continuous safety layer that sits alongside those existing programs. So that means providers get better visibility into what's happening at home. Patients gain an additional level of protection and independence, and care teams can intervene earlier when something goes wrong. That's why the commercial logic is straightforward. It strengthens programs that healthcare organizations are already running.
So why is this happening now instead of 5 years ago?
We are seeing much greater reliance on extended and remote healthcare programs, and hospitals are often discharging patients earlier than they used to. So the risk and responsibility for recovery is increasingly shifting into the home. So several things come together here now. So firstly, connectivity is improved with technologies like the LTE-M, as I was mentioning before, which allows devices to stay connected without, you know, relying on smartphones or base stations. Secondly, cloud platforms have made it easier to integrate data across care teams, monitoring systems, and healthcare platforms. So the technology, the economics, and the care models have all aligned at the same time.
So what we're really launching here is a medical alert solution and a safety infrastructure to solve the remote activity monitoring. And this is an extended and new part of the remote patient care.
That's exactly right. So care has moved into the home, and we have identified a second layer of monitoring, which is the patient's activities. So our solution solves that requirement and the essential patient safety.
So that's great, Tony. EasyBands has identified a new requirement for remote patient care and are solving that requirement with the EasyBands medical alert solution.
At the end of the day, this is about safety and independence for our patients. And that's where we started our conversation. When you combine continuous activity monitoring and safety, you open the door to a complete remote care model. So that's where we see the future of EasyBands.
Thank you very much, Tony. Really appreciate all of your insights. So there you have it. EasyBands is a great medical alert solution that's solving this new requirement around remote patient care.